Do you find yourself getting a bit more forgetful as you get older? Having more trouble focusing and getting a good night's sleep? These are common complaints people have as they age, but they're not inevitable. Mark Milstein has written a new book called The Age-Proof Brain: New Strategies to Improve Memory, Protect Immunity, and Fight Off Dementia. And in it, he offers clear and practical advice for how to defend yourself against some of the indignities of aging. Mark holds a PhD in biological chemistry, and he uses his expertise to bring the latest brain science to the general public. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hi, my name is Dr. Mark Milstein, and I specialize in taking the leading scientific research on brain health, and I present it in a way so that it's actionable and empowering. There are little things that we can do daily that lower our risk of dementia and Alzheimer's by anywhere from 30 to 60%. And these same lifestyle factors also can boost your day-to-day mental and physical health, lower the risk of depression and anxiety, boost your memory, and maximize productivity, longevity, and energy to make you feel like your brain is firing on all cylinders. At its essence, it's about taking care and getting the most out of your most precious asset, your brain. Now, one of the most common questions I get asked is it all about those pills I see advertised on the commercials? Well, I was giving a talk not too long ago, and somebody came up to me and they said, I ordered those pills off of the commercial, and I have to tell you, they are really improving my memory. I said, that's interesting. What's the name of the pill? And the person said, I don't remember. So that sums up the magic pills. Unfortunately, there are no magic pills, but I am going to share with you five key insights from my new book, The Age-Proof Brain. Insight number one, wash your brain. A crucial part of having an age-proof brain is you want to keep it clean. How clean your brain is can play a role in how old your brain is. Now, your brain can have two ages, the number of years you've been on this planet, and then how old is your brain really? So your brain can be older or younger than your actual age, and keeping your brain more youthful is crucial to lowering the risk of dementia and optimizing day-to-day brain health. Bottom line, just like you can be more productive in a clean apartment or home, your brain is more efficient and healthier when it's clean. So how do you clean your brain? Well, tonight when you go to sleep, your brain inside your skull will shrink down to about 60% of its current size. I know your brain shrinking while you're sleeping sounds like a horror movie, but it's really happening, and your 3-pound brain can create 5 pounds of trash, waste, and toxins a year. These are just the byproducts of chemical reactions in your brain. Think of your brain like a sponge. You need to squeeze out all of that waste that builds up. So you squeeze out that waste each night into the empty space because your brain is now smaller. And then fluid comes up from your spinal cord and washes all that trash away. So every single night when you sleep, you give yourself a brain wash. And if you wake up and you didn't get a good night's sleep, you have that fuzzy, foggy feeling, that in part is too much trash left in the brain. And over time, that debris can build up and do severe damage. Now, it's not just the number of hours of sleep that you're getting, it's how effective those hours are. So if you want to get a good brain wash, you really want to optimize your sleep. And in the age-proof brain, I detail small steps that can lead to the most refreshing and brain-cleansing sleep. Insight number two is to put out the fire in your gut that can spread to your brain. Have you ever been to an aquarium or looked in a fish tank and you see those bottom feeders gobbling up all the trash in the tank? Well, you have something just like that in your brain. It's called a microglia. It's amazing, but the problem is your microglia can get confused. And instead of gobbling up all the trash, they eat healthy brain cells. Now, we know that the brain can age when our immune system incorrectly attacks the brain. So why do these microglia attack? This happens when your immune system causes inflammation to occur and it spreads to the brain, confusing the microglia. Think of inflammation like a fire. We want to put those fires out. So how do we do that? Well, inflammation can start in the gut and spread to the brain. And some foods help put the fire of inflammation out in the gut, And some foods stoke the flames. So what are the foods that we want to minimize that can be increasing inflammation? Well, I can sum it up by telling you about a trip I took to the Science Museum in Chicago. If you've been there, you might have seen they have a Twinkie that was unwrapped about 10 years ago, and it still looks great. It looks like it would taste delicious. And it's these foods that never spoil that we're worried about. The ones that are filled with all the additives and preservatives, or those ultra-processed ingredients. These ingredients can cause inflammation that can spread from the gut to the brain, damaging and aging the brain. So how do you know if your food has this stuff in it? Well, next time you eat something, look at the packaging. If it looks like a chemistry experiment gone wrong, you're like, how do I even pronounce this stuff? Is this even food? You want to minimize those ingredients. You want to eat foods that will spoil eventually, just not when you're eating them. That's a great place to start. And in the book, I detail specific foods you want to have on your plate and the ones that really put the fires of inflammation out and the ones that stoke the flames. Insight number 3, learn new things to cross-train your brain. Your brain has 80 billion brain cells, give or take a billion. And in between those 80 billion brain cells are 100 trillion connections. That's more connections in between your brain cells than stars in our galaxy, right there in your brain. And these 100 trillion connections, they're your thoughts, your feelings, they're how you move, your memories. And as we get older, we can lose those connections. Think of your brain like a bank account. When you put in a deposit, you don't notice the withdrawals as much. And by learning new things, you make new connections. Well, people always ask, well, what should I learn? Is it those brain games or those apps I see advertised? Well, the study suggests that those apps and brain games, they make you better at those games, but they don't seem to carry over to day-to-day memory. Instead, what really seems to be helpful is pick something outside of your field of expertise, something you don't do every day, and do it a couple times a week. Think about a foreign language or a musical instrument or a new sport. It doesn't seem to matter as long as it's new information. If you're learning a little bit of brain science right now, you're doing one of the best things you can do for your brain. And think about a variety of activities. Think of your brain like your body. You wouldn't want to go to the gym and just work out your forearms. Eventually, you'd look like Popeye. So you just want a full body workout for your brain. And that comes from a variety of activities that work out different parts of your brain. Insight number 4, be a super ager. Super agers are people in their 70s, 80s, 90s, 100 that have the memory of someone decades younger. In some cases, they have the memory of someone who's 25 years old. What's their secret? Is it the crossword puzzles? Is it the Sudoku? Well, those things are a piece of the puzzle, but they aren't the whole puzzle. There's a couple secrets to being a super ager, but one is to take care of what's happening outside of your body. There are specific and often overlooked underlying conditions that play a big role in the health of your brain. And one example is untreated diabetes. Untreated diabetes raises the risk of Alzheimer's by a staggering 65%. Why is this? These conditions are actually quite similar. Remember when we talked about keeping your brain clean? Well, untreated diabetes can make it harder for your brain to clean up the waste that forms in the brain. But if the diabetes is treated, there's evidence that that risk of Alzheimer's can go down significantly, and in some cases below the general population. This is critical because 50% of the population either has diabetes or prediabetes, and 1 in 3 people in the United States has insulin resistance. Many people are not aware they have this condition. In fact, a recent study found that insulin resistance doubles the risk of developing major depression, even if someone never experienced depression previously. What we realize is that these conditions, these underlying conditions that are often overlooked, they can have a significant impact on our short-term and long-term mental health and overall brain health. In this book, I give you what I call the one piece of paper. These are the simple tests at your doctor's office that can keep these numbers in normal ranges that you want to be on top of to really protect your brain health and lower the risk of dementia. One of the tests is testing for blood sugar, and it's called the hemoglobin A1C test. So next time you're at your once or twice a year doctor's appointment, bring in this list and you want to be on top of these numbers. We see that superagers tend to have these numbers on this one piece of paper in normal ranges. Some of the tests you have to ask for, they aren't always automatically included, but by being on top of these numbers, you can leverage aspects of your health that we have very good treatments for. They can also protect your brain today, tomorrow, and years down the road. Insight number 5, give it an extra 10 seconds. Have you ever had that experience where you go to the refrigerator and you ask yourself, why am I standing at the refrigerator? What did I want here? Or you meet someone and you say, I'm going to remember their name. I'm going to do it. And they tell you their name and what happens? It just disappears into thin air. Now, these types of memory issues, they're common and they can be normal. But if they're happening all the time, we want to get to the bottom of it. But there's a part of your brain called the hippocampus, and it's like the waiting room of your brain. And by understanding a little bit about how this part of your brain works, we can lessen the incidences of these types of memory issues. So your hippocampus, again, it's like your waiting room in your brain. And anything you learn, experience, it goes there and waits there for about 7 to 10 seconds. And in that time, the rest of your brain or other parts of your brain decide, is this information worth it? Or is this a complete waste of my time? If it's worth it, the information leaves the hippocampus and is transferred to long-term memory storage, other parts of the brain. If it's not worth it, the information is pretty much thrown away. So the next time you're at the refrigerator, ask yourself, what happened in the last 7 to 10 seconds? Did you get a text message, a tweet, a phone call? Did somebody call your name? Any sort of distraction in your brain throws the information away. And we often don't spend 2 seconds remembering where we parked our car or put our keys. We're just on to the next. So in a world of multitasking, we can often just be so quickly moving from task to task, we don't realize that our brain really needs an extra 7 to 10 seconds to just focus on the information and make sure it's transferred to long-term memory as opposed to being thrown away. I'm going to give you a silly tip, but it's rooted in brain science. The next time you want to remember someone's name and you don't want it to just disappear into thin air, right after they tell you their name, imagine writing their name on their forehead. Why does that silly trick work? Because it takes an extra 7 to 10 seconds. Your brain goes, oh, this person's name must be important. I'm focusing on it. It passes the threshold and your brain transfers it from the hippocampus, the waiting room, to long-term memory storage. So sometimes an extra few seconds can save us minutes or hours trying to remember something. So that was 5 insights from my new book. And if in the last 15 minutes or so, if you did 1 or 2 of the things already on this list, if you learned something new or this put you to sleep, either way, this was good for your brain. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Mark. That was 5 big ideas from the Age-Proof Brain, new strategies to improve memory, protect immunity, and fight off dementia by Mark Milstein. To go even deeper, check out our members-only course for successful aging by Daniel Levitin. I'm Caleb Bissinger. Have a great day.